Blog Talk Radio.
Oh shit. The Dagger Bitches. AKA 4DB Witty. It's that anti-hater music. Oh. Got Miss Shayla with me.
No, it's not just Shayla.
Shayla, say something.
It's Shayla Arabiosa Cruz. Get it right.
Alright. I think they're ready for this.
By now I thought you get it, but it's apparent you don't. I've been like, but look at them, they won't. Y'all are confused cats running through this maze like a lab rat, doing anything but cheesing. That's a rat trap. You get that? I bet not. This world is filled with idiots. They saying happy being ignorant, sucking gunshots, cops, baby mamas, bill collectors, debts piling up. You grab the heat and down and do whatever. Looking for a nigga slipping, catch a nigga flashing cash. Run up in the trap house, gaffle up the whole stash real fast, giving you a sample of what niggas do. Everybody for themselves. It's fucked up, simple, but I ain't going back to Africa. I ain't living in the motherland, so gotta make it work and pay attention on a daily basis. Playing with your lives, and if they come and take
you, can't give up, you must hold it down.
Cause
there's too many haters, they all around.
I see them too.
Fuck them down,
okay.
You do what you do.
We got this, let's get them.
Just keep it real and always stay
down. Yeah,
dumb bitch for talking shit during a conversation. Samuel with it. Lyric manipulation, no fear or intimidation. Fuck what anybody got to say, and they stipulate. There's not a person walking that can judge me. Like Timberland above the sparks and shit is getting. I'm the captain of the ship, bitch. Look at you, a stowaway. I told you I was hearing rats, somebody throw this hoe away. Overboard, you gotta go, bitch. This ain't the love boat, your life ain't worth preserving. Hope you float or you breaststroke. I gotta calm down, need it daily. I said it before, I say it again. They don't understand the evil that I'm keeping suppressed. If I start killing, I may like it, then start asking. Because my background and credit's good is nothing. I could cop a Uzi, shooting up the block and cops like GTA and Call of Duty. But I'd rather not, so I be on my own shit. 80 proof, a lot of pills, some lines, and a blunt lip. Sorry, bitch, that ain't on the menu. I don't like the service here, so I'ma choose another venue.
You can't give up, you must hold it down.
All right.
Cause there's too many haters, they all around.
I see them too.
Fuck them down,
okay.
Just do what you do.
We got this, let's get them.
Just keep it real and always stay
true.
Yeah,
I'm only being with it, that's what I'm gonna do, man.
Every day I face hate, death, a lot of ridicule. Started a fool, now I'm a king with the crown jewel. Or the new school, neither nigga got my own classes. People never listen, I quit teaching all these stupid asses. Cause I'm in glasses, people think that I can't get it in. Not knowing that I'm just doing this to fit in. Y'all niggas wear disguises just to boost your credibility. I'm protecting my identity, got way too many enemies. Setting traps to plot until I'm dead, daggers never stopping. Should be dead already with all this drug drinking, pill popping, booty hopping, club rocking. I told y'all they don't listen. Westside Witty gang, I represent. Everyone I know's a hustler. I ain't talking Larry Flint. So if you wanna sneak shit, fuck you and keep it. West Coast best kept secret.
Come on, elephant, keep drinking. Damn, I wonder how drunk he needs to be to make sweet love to the pig. Damn it. This is never
going to
work.
Hello, children. I thought I'd check and see how our little entrepreneurial venture is going.
Rotten. They're both really drunk, but they won't have sex.
Oh, children. You just can't stick a drunk pig with a drunk elephant and expect them to do the mattress mumbo. You need to set the mood. Let me show you boys what I'm talking about. Tonight is right for love. You know I want to touch you while the lights don't go. Tonight is right for love, love gravy. Expressing love so sweet, I wanna keep you burning like a dog in heat. Tonight is right for love, love gravy. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John. Tonight is right for love, love, baby.
Hey, look, it's working.
Now, children, gather around and watch the wonders of life, the beauty of Mother Nature.
Oh,
that when you hear that tag. It's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my Wopa queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, on Bang Out Radio, with the dagger and Queen V. This feel girl, me is so real. And you know I'm feeling freaky. So I'ma let Dagger play,
yeah,
that,
Dagger
song
play that song.
And we gon' get freaky.
We gon' get freaky tonight, baby.
Ooh, yeah.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, hump night, Dagger, Queen, good?
Yeah, I'm live.
All right. Oh, shit, here we go. All right, well, if you're tuning in right now or if you're downloading this a little bit later, y'all know it's Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and again, it's West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, and ain't no telling what we're going to get into tonight. So let's start off as we always do. Shouts out to the boss lady, Topaz the Shea, because again, without her creating Bang Out Radio, we wouldn't be here to keep things moving, to keep things pushing for not only ourselves, but for these independent artists and anybody that respects reality. So thank you very much, boss lady, for allowing us to continue to keep doing what we're doing over here. Also, all independent artists, again, keep doing what y'all doing. We need y'all as well. Keep putting out good music and keep sending it over here, all right? Y'all know we want to be the number one spot for all independent artists' music, all right? So you can either send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Let them know they can send it to.
And send it to queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com.
All right, so again, y'all, keep sending in your music. And again, as long as it's independent, it doesn't matter, all right? We're going to find a place to get it in rotation. I got four shows, three of them play music, so don't even trip or worry about it, all right? Get it over here. And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show, listen live, download it, spread word about the show, talk about the show. You support us. You support the independent artists. You support the beauties of the week that come through. If you're supporting reality and you support what we got going on over here, thank you very much, all right? Keep doing what y'all doing as well because we are all in this together. I know we can't do it by ourselves. Everybody's got to be a part of this, all right? Because, again, if we ain't going to do it, nobody's going to do it. And if they ain't fucking with us, fuck them, all right? But for everybody that's over here fucking with us, we're going to hold it down. We're going to keep it going, all right? So let me just sip some of my juice tonight. What am I sipping on tonight? Tequila Sunrise, which is an interesting mixture of some kind of, like, tropical shit with tequila. Yeah, it's nice. And then,
yeah, you've never had one of those before?
No, I mean, I've had one before. I just don't know what's in it. You know, I have no idea what's in it, but I know it's tequila.
That's a wonderful drink right there.
So, and it was funny because, you know, usually I start drinking when the show starts, but I was like, man, I started drinking before the show started, so I'm already trying to, I'm already in a good little set tonight, so shit, carry on.
Hopefully I can find my corkscrew so I can catch up.
But all right, y'all, it is West Coast Wednesday, so I'm nice. Remember, if you are out there listening live and you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, you can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us, all right? But let's get to the music, and we will be right back, all right?
I know what to do, and yeah, you know I be a pro at it. Full play action, big dick smashing. I can please your girl to your satisfaction. I can beat it up, but never wipe you up, cause I ain't drunk enough to even do that. Take a couple shots of Patron, I'm in my zone. Fuck it and figure it till you come. Big dick slayer, that's me. I'ma go all night until you weaken your knees. I make your toes curl, make your eyes roll back. Whack to that, slap to that. Do you like that? Deep stroke, short stroke, do you want more? Do you like it fast or do you want it slow? I could be your Romeo and you my Juliet. When it comes to sex, girl, you know I need a wig. Got me dug in deep, run eyes, baby, we in between the seats, so sexy and thick, you so unique. I'm an energizer bunny, girl, you know I'm a freak. I'm a hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Don't eat pussy, but it still go down. I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it, I'ma beat it all around. Hands-on worker, so I beat the walls down. Call me Mike Jones, cause I had to say it twice. If it don't feel wrong, then it must feel right. Sexing all day and throughout the night. I'm in between the legs, my performance is nice. Hit her with the daddy stroke, but she want the flizz. Hands on the head, cause my shit the best. Had to jump out, cause she want the red. All up in the stomach on my way to a cheers.
What you doing? If it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
I'ma beat it,
beat it down.
Yeah, I'ma beat it,
I beat it.
mind that I heard your voice. Lip gloss looking moist, having fantasies that you would see the man in me, never demanding me, and I would be your choice. In the game, how could I not be? I got plans to put wind bands on your hands, so sparkly and rocky. And I ain't trying to sound conceited or cocky, to put a sipper to your baby girl, you got me. Listen to a thug, I could be down with all the kisses and the hugs. Prisoner of love, in a position with ambitions to go evaluate my mission, looking for my one and only, and I'm wishing it was us that can be together forever, no matter the weather. Struggle to bubble and get the cheddar up for the both of us. And in my time of need, instead of hitting the weed, I want you to be the only one I can approach and touch. No lie, you can't smile with no guy, so don't be acting shy like you don't know why. I just wanted to let you know that you were so fly. Every time that I see you, I get you a UFO high. So tell me what it is, can a nigga give you the biz? The one that be happily married with kids. One too many cracks in my heart and blow to the rib for me to show any fear, so I don't show any tears. And I mean what I say, this ain't just game that I'm spitting. I swear it ain't all about sex, the money ain't the issue, it ain't all about checks. But I'm done with my baby mama and on to the next. Still I'm feeling blessed, cause you an angel in my sight. And I wanna treat you right and hold it down, cause I'm needing love. And I can feel the sparks heating up, so be a part of my reality, cause you the one I'm dreaming of.
What you do, and it don't feel wrong, then I'ma get right to it.
Black. Looks like a street light, she got heels on some left. super tight. She do the splits and ride it right. She drop down, get it, drop down, get it. She drop down, get it, drop down, get it. She get it, she get it, she get it, she get it.
My bad, y'all. Hold on one quick second, Maggie. Like I said, this is why I need a stack, because I've been trying to do too much at one time, and I think shit, like, slows up and freezes up a little bit or whatever, which fucks with me. So, you know, again, but again, y'all know this is Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, so you never know what may happen, or whatever does happen, happens live, and we all in this together. So let's see. Hold on. What the fuck is this? I see this ain't supposed to be doing this. See, now I got to do this. Let's see if this works. Hold on, y'all. Almost there. Ah, there we go. See, motherfuckers, man. Telling you, I need one of them super, like, I want a super computer, like, touchscreen, like they be having all in the movies and shit. That's what I want. So if anybody want to give me that for Christmas or whatever, I know you're not going to, but hey, it would sound nice. Now, where were we? Right about, let's do it like this.
I gotta get out of here. This place is stupid. Where am I? Oh, I want to take Mr. Biggles with me. With you where? To live with me forever and ever, you dumb broad. How much? How much? For Butters?
Butters is our son. He's not for sale.
I'll give you $200 million for it.
Excuse me?
I said I'll give you $200 million for it. I'll write you a check for Mr. Biggles right now. Chris, is she serious?
Butters, why don't you take parents up to your room for a little while? Mommy and Daddy have to talk.
Mom, Dad, I love you. Please don't scare me in Paris Hilton.
Butters, right now.
They aren't honestly considering this.
Darling, Paris is a billionaire. She can give Butters everything he wants. We'd be terrible parents not to consider it.
But he's our son.
I know, darling, but look, we have to think about the rest of the family.
The rest of the you don't mean us?
Yes, us, the rest of the family.
Damn it. Thought I had it. I did have it for a second, y'all. All right. Sorry. Let me just start this over real quick this way. But we're going to get to talking real quick. I'm going to bring my co-host in as soon as possible. So, again, I do apologize, Queen. But got to keep it moving. Don't want no dead airspace real quick while I figure out what the fuck is going on with my computer. But first thing I want to talk about, which is what I love. I think it's my favorite holiday. I don't know why. It's always had a special meaning to me. But, yes. Halloween is tomorrow. Love Halloween in all shape, ways, and forms. And why? Because it has always meant something, at least to me. Why? Because let's look at the transition, right? Now, when I was a kid, it was all about, you know, candy, going out, you know, walking up and down the block. Basically, just fucking candy. You know what I mean? And you got to wear your outfit to school, maybe, you know, show off at school, shit like that or whatever. So, you know, that was fun. Then after that, it became, you know, getting to more of the teenager. You start noticing the little ladies and shit. At least for me, what I was doing when I was a teenager, I was fucking with people. You know, I was in my fuck with people stage. You know, hold on. I think we're good now. Is this going to work? Come on. You can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it. There we go. Queen. There she is. All right, Queen. Sorry about that. I apologize. We're good. But Halloween, right? Like I said, love it. Now, again, I think everybody kind of, I don't know if everybody went through the same thing, but at least when we're all kids or whatever, it's all about candy, right? Getting dressed up, you know, a reason to wear a costume, and candy. You want some
right.
free candy, that's what Halloween
right.
is when you're a kid, free candy, all right? So, but again, I don't know, well maybe what were you doing teenage years or whatever, but for me, it was all about, that's when you got, like, destructive. That's when you put on the mask, and, you know, I'm out here throwing eggs, you know, the super soakers with bleach in it, you know, T-pin and shit, you know, doing the ignorant shit. That's what I was doing around the teenage years around Halloween. What were you doing around then around Halloween? What were you doing in the midpoint? Quit. Uh-oh. My shit did hang up. Nope. All right, Quit. I don't know. I can't hear you. You got to check your phone, call back or something. I don't know. But, okay. Then, after that, it became, well, again, for me, but now, grown man, still love Halloween. Why? Yeah, I still get to dress up. But now what I like to call it, almost like Halloween. Because it's all about the ladies now. When you get older, Halloween is all about the females and the ladies. Why? because it's the one night that every girl, if they choose to go that route, again, not all girls may go this route, but if you choose to go this route, you can be and dress as holy or whatever, slutty or whatever, as you want to, and not have any worries or anything about it. And it's actually, I always say women be in competition with each other. It is a competition. Halloween is the biggest competition when it comes to sexy dressed females in history. Every year is the one night that that women get as slutty as possible. I swear they do. Oh, wait. Hold on. There she is. Okay, queen. I don't know. I thought I lost you for a second. You good?
No, you good. You're all right.
Okay, because I swear I was. But am I? Because I say it all the time. Like I said, women are constantly in competition with each other. But Halloween, if women choose to go that route, majority of women do. Like I said, every now and then you have, you know, just the regular girls that, you know, just do whatever. Or just, not saying it like that, like I'm trying to downplay it. Like I said, if you're a sensible woman or a lady and that's what you want to do, that's all fine. You got your, you know, I'm a nurse. You got your regular actual nurse outfit on or whatever and everything like that. But
right.
But for majority of ladies, and I'll say a pure majority because even on Halloween, even the you will find the most simplest girls and women, you know what I mean, wearing shit that you would never see them in no time of any other time.
Other than that, exactly.
I love Halloween.
That's the one time of the year that we can do that, you know. So hey.
So ladies, yes, by all means, be as holy, trashy, slutty, or that. This is your night to do it, because best believe it's great, because I always love the build up. It's always like, because, you know, I be seeing y'all social networks and everything, the ones I do be all the shit like that. I see y'all outfits over there. Some of y'all already hit up some Halloween parties, you know, during the week, got it out early because maybe you got kids, because, you know, Halloween's on a Thursday. Now, see, for the rest of us true Halloween people that don't got nothing to worry about, you know, actual Halloween is the only night that you go out and get it, like, super dumb, turned up or whatever. You know, any other day is because you know you can't do nothing on Halloween. You know what I mean? That's how I see it. Unless you're just a big partier and you just want to get out and get turned up and dress like a slut as much as possible. But, again, Thursday, oh, man, tomorrow. That's why tonight, like I said, as far as the music goes, I'm keeping it last week, we was on, you know, some R&B tip or whatever, but we're going to keep it for the ladies or whatever. We also hip-hop because I want y'all to get turned up or whatever. Because, like I said, Halloween, I love it. I love everything about it. And, ladies, I love y'all on Halloween because, again, it's like the build-up for it. I done seen so many pictures like, look at my sexy outfit. Oh, this is what – or you know how girls do this, right? They do the one where they take the picture of the outfit without even having it on. Like, ooh, like, yeah, that is going to be – that is kind of short. Like, And then girls always put the sexy on everything, you know what I mean? Sexy nurse, sexy cop, sexy army person, sexy, you know what I mean? Like, I love it. The high-ass boot heels that come all the way up, like, you know, and you also see where girls' heads is, you know what I mean? At least as far as I go, because like I said, I watch a lot of cartoons, and I watch a lot of anime stuff. See, a lot of people don't know about the anime shit, but it's also, as far as I go, when you see certain ladies just, like, I seen this white girl dressed up like Sailor Moon. I don't know how many people know who Sailor Moon is, but she had on the little itty bitty. Oh man, it maybe almost changed my whole idea about white girls the way she had. Because I mean, like I said, I saw that, and it was not just her. She had her squad. This is what I like about Halloween, because people get. I wish I had a squad that I can get together with people and everything. Like, yo, we about to do this Halloween and all. Because I be trying to put shit together, but people don't be fucking with me on Halloween like that. Because again, they're not gonna get into it like I be getting into it. Because like if I had super bread and everything like that, I would buy like actual costumes and shit, this that, get the whole makeup done. But I gotta work with what I got, so we still gonna make it work. But there are these people, like I said, Sailor Moon, the white girl that was dressed like Sailor Moon. They had the whole squad. You know there's Sailor Mars, Jupiter. You know there's like five of them, right?
Yep.
These are four or five bad bitches all dressed in these little outfits and everything like that with the high boots, all the different colors. I'm like, yes. You know what I mean? I respect shit like that because that shit is hard as fuck. You know, there was one year I wanted to do the Batman characters. I wanted me and all the homies to be villains of Batman. You know what I mean? I was going to be Two-Face. I had my outfit. You know, everybody was going to pick somebody, Joker, da-da, this, that, or whatever. And the girls that we were supposed to be with were going to be the villains. You know, Poison Ivy, Harley Quinn, you know, all these people.
Oh, that would've
but, you know,
been nice.
It never works out that way. But, again, you see all these costumes, man. I see Poison Ivy out there, bam, pow. Like, you know, you just see the girls that just... Girls can put on hooker outfits and just call themselves hookers. Or, you know, sometimes, Or sometimes girls just go to their closet and put on that one outfit that they know they can't wear anywhere else and call it something or whatever. Like I said, however y'all get down or whatever, by all means, enjoy Halloween night because I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to be out there looking. I'm going to see. I'm trying to get a lot of pictures this year. I'm not a big picture person, but I'm going to try to get some pictures in this year at least because it's like, and it is crazy because to me, Halloween, I think it is my favorite holiday. Why? In my opinion, because, again, it's just that, you know, Christmas, people, it seems like Christmas is always, people are still looking out for themselves. You know, if you got kids, all your shit's going towards them and everything like that. You know, Christmas is yeah, all right, whatever. Yeah, okay. Thanksgiving, you know, everybody just eating and shit. You know, family hanging out, eating, talking shit, dominoes, drinking, whatever, you know, things like that. Halloween,
right.
And again, don't get it twisted. Like, I'm not no devil worshiper or anything, but it is the devil's night. You know what I mean? That's how it all started, All Hallows Eve. You know what I mean? This is the one night where you're supposed to be able to get away with whatever you try to get out there and do and be okay about it. So I don't know. Maybe it's just fucked up. I don't even like my birthday as much as I like Halloween because, again, don't shit always happen on my birthday. So
Dagger, what you gonna be for Halloween?
I got, luckily, A good friend of mine, good close friend of mine, hooked me up with my little Superman. I gotta put together outfits. You know what I mean? If I can just go to the store, just get an outfit, you know, or rent a costume for a night, I would do that. But you know, we gotta put together our outfits. So you know, I got the nice suit. You know what I mean? I picked up one of my suits. You know, I got it clean and everything. I got my suit, and then I got the regular white shirt that I'm wearing underneath it. But underneath that, like I said. The homegirl, ooh, shit, she hooked me up this year. She gave me a Superman shirt to wear underneath, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear the suit, the shirt, but I'm going to leave it open. And, you know, I'm going to have my tie tied, but I'm going to have it undone. And then I'm just going to wear my glasses. So, you know, it's Clark Kent, but you're going to see the Superman. But it's like I'm busting out at any time. Like, okay, you know, like when he's like when he hears, like, oh, there's trouble, and he undoes his tie and opens up his shirt and you see it, it's just going to be, like, right there. That's just where I'm going to be at all night. And I'm just going to. And every now and then I was going to open my shirt up to people like, yup. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, yup. Like, look, yup, Superman. I'm going to be wearing the suit, and I'm just going to open up my jacket. Like, yup, don't get it twisted. Because also at the same time, like I said, with Halloween, people like to dress kind of like how their personalities kind of are, in a sense, if you notice it. Because certain people either want to go to a place that they've never been before or, you know, want to go way out. Like you said, like nice girls want to be the total sluts for a night or whatever or something because, you know, that's not what they do on the yearly basis. Or
right.
You have those people that be exactly who they want to be. Like if they're already sluts, they go above and beyond. Because you see those girls that dress up, there's like sexy
yes.
And then there's straight like slut attire.
Right.
When it comes
yeah.
There's a difference.
Exactly.
Like, they're okay, at least I'm not crazy. There is a difference between, you know, being sexy and cute on it and just being a straight slut.
Right.
Either way, whatever you want to do on holiday, it's okay. We're not judging over here. We don't judge. I'm just saying there is a difference, all right? Because I can show you a sexy nurse and I can show you a slutty-ass nurse. You know what I mean? They can both be bomb as fuck, but it's going to be a difference. But what I was saying was that, you know, if sluts want to be even more sluts, they want to go all above and beyond. Like I said, I always find myself being like the superhero as well. But, you know, naturally I'm the Hulk. That's my color. That's my green. I rock green all the time. You know, that's my shit. I'm naturally pissed off, and I try to hold it in. So, you know, I try to be Bruce Banner. You know, you don't like me when I'm angry type shit, whoop-whoop or whatever. Now, but I ain't swole enough yet. You know, every year I keep telling myself I'm going to work out one day, and I'm going to do that thing where I'm going to go out and not give a fuck. Like, I'm going to just paint my whole self green and get the fake hands, like the fake Hulk hands. And do the hair and just paint myself green with just no shirt on. I always
say
the shorts and everything. I always told myself I wanted to, but I'm not swole enough for that. So that means I'm gonna have to get either the fake T-shirt with the fake muscles or something like that one year or whatever. I don't know. I haven't decided what I'm gonna go there. But again, I dress more to my personalities. Like one year I was Two-Face. I love Harvey Dent because everybody always used to say like I have multiple personalities. So I had the suit where one side was like the suit and one side was just like regular jeans and a T-shirt and everything. And I put it together myself again. Don't ask me how, because like I said, we over here in the hood, we raw with it. But again, I had my double suit on, and then on one side of my face, you know, I painted my face up and like dyed one side of my head and left the other side regular. It's like that's when I had braids too. I had one side braided, had one side fucked up, and the one side that was fucked up, I dyed white and shit. You know, I was out there. I was doing, you know, Harvey Dent.
But this year, it's more along the lines, like I said, now
I got to be Superman, you know what I mean? And what it is that, again, and it's bad because I don't like being, you know, Superman actually saves people. And again, I say it all the time.
So you don't like being the hero, you like being the villain?
Yeah, I prefer being the bad guy. I want to be the bad guy, but, you know, because at the same time, I'll be that superhero that's just looking at people like, oh, that person's drowning. This, or I can't even lie. Like I said, I would save people, but I wouldn't want to. Could you imagine me being Superman? Like, oh, my God, that's exactly how I would feel.
But
like, I hear something going on. Cause, you know,
but you save people on another note. If you really had to do it, like, but you save people on another note because you're always there and
I'm always, people always call me if they in trouble or some shit or whatever, something like that. And then it's like, oh, fuck. Like, and depending on who it is, like I said, you've heard many stories here or whatever. Like I said, I am that person that goes around and helps people out and doesn't expect or get anything in return. But the funny thing is, like I said, I don't want to be the Superman. That's why I'm doing the Clark Kent thing because, you know, I want to keep it under wraps. I got to hide my identity. I don't want people to know that I'm available, you know, that I'm this good at shit and everything like that because then they're going to try to abuse a nigga. So I got to hide my identity. You know, it all makes sense in the global fashion. So,
right.
And that's where I'm at right now because, again, my name, even now, Dagger, you know what I mean? My name is in more mouths than I actually even notice my damn self. And for somebody who don't really do shit or, you know, overall or whatever, I don't do that much where my name should be that much in people's mouths. But it is. It's out there. I'm not complaining about it. It is what it is. But the fact, it's like hide my identity. Like, everybody wants to be involved with Dagger, but it's always some other shit or whatever. So I'm just going to be, you know, I'm just a regular person. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about, no, I don't got no superpowers. Think whatever you want about me. You know what I mean? But those that know, know. And those that don't, I don't care. Like, yeah, I'm going to hide my, I don't need to be out there like that, showing all out and everything. So it's crazy. And it's crazy. But again, it just gives, Halloween just gives people a way to just, it's just another way to get out. You know, to let out some frustrations maybe, or to just get out there how you want to get out there for a night. It's kind of like, it reminds me of that movie. What's that movie of that one night, The Purge? It's kind of like The Purge in a sense, except nobody's dying. You know what I mean? Nobody's killing each other, but, you know, if you want to put on a costume and go out and act the ass or do what you want to do, whatever, then nobody's really going to get on you about that. You
right.
know what I mean? Nobody's
right.
going to. Unless you're doing something extreme or outrageous, and, you know, motherfuckers, there's always going to be motherfuckers getting arrested, always people that get too drunk or whatever and try to grab up on some ass that they shouldn't been grabbing on and shit like that or whatever. I mean, there's always going to be issues and everything. But, again, as long as you're out there enjoying yourself, having a good time, whoop or whatever, ain't nobody going to fuck with you. You know what I mean? And it's great. But also, this is just on the West Coast as well. Like I said, be careful up there in Hollywood. They do this shit every year. They block off Hollywood, and they got all kind of crazy people up there walking up and down Hollywood or whatever. This is just an insider for those on the West Coast or if you plan on coming out here. If you're going to Hollywood for Halloween, you need to get your ass out there earlier. Make sure you park a distance away. Your ass is going to be walking, but you don't want to be caught in no kind of traffic or shit out there or anything like that. But it's a sight to see. I made it up to Hollywood one year. You know, this is what I mean. I saw Michael Phelps. And how do I know who's Michael Phelps? This motherfucker was walking around Hollywood after midnight in a fucking Speedo, sandals, and a swimming cap on. That's all he had on, and 7 gold medals around his neck. And then he had the little medals around his neck and shit. I'm like, I know this motherfucker, Cole, but he's riding. That nigga, that's Michael Phelps. That's what he's riding with tonight. And that's what it was. So, again, I love Halloween. I'm going to try to get it. I'm going to try to get a lot of pictures out there this year, at least to some people over there. Last year for Halloween, what was I? What did I do? I was doing I was the Green Hornet. I had the whole full suit, tie, green mask, green gloves and everything. I had the hat. And, you know, I ran into Waldo last year. So ain't no telling who's going to run into this year. So we're going to see what's up. But love Halloween. Love Halloween. Love the ladies. Love the ladies on Halloween. It is okay. Like I said, ladies, y'all going to be hoes. Y'all gonna be sluts, tramps, all that shit, but it's okay for one night. And this is one night when a nigga should be able to be like, hey, look at that bitch right there, yelling at you across the street because you're gonna be looking like that. So, again, ladies, don't get out there and get offended either, all right, because sexy, trashy, whatever, you're out there, again, if you're not trying to get attention from guys, you're out there trying to be the sexiest nurse. In case you come across another sexy nurse, you got to make sure your sexy nurse costume looks better than hers. So I know how that shit go down, so it's okay. Just know that as far as men go, I'm not speaking for all men, but speaking for myself, we are going to enjoy the competition. All these, and you know, and it's like, it's guys that be baiting girls to do this shit too. Why? Look at all these parties. On actual Halloween, you know, these parties, $1,000 mm-hmm. sexiest costume contest. $500 mm-hmm. sexiest
yep.
costume contest.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Niggas is daring y'all
true.
To come out here with your asses
that's
hanging
true.
Out.
That's true. That's very true. I done got a couple
Bring
of
it.
Invites to a couple of those.
Bring it. Any Halloween party got some kind of money on it about a sexiest costume because they want you out there half fucking naked. Trust me. And the more half butt naked girls in one club, the more niggas is gonna pay their money to go up in there with. I'm trying to find me a club. I got two of them. I'm scouting tomorrow. I'm gonna see what's up. I'm gonna find me one too. Fuck it. But still, that's what they doing. That's what they doing, ladies. So yes, go out there in your highest heels. Your 9-12-inch boots, you know, your shortest little skirt. Wear a thong, wear little shorts. You see, they see the difference. It's the slightest differences. Like certain girls will wear shorts underneath their skirt. Other girls will just wear a thong, let their ass pop up. You know what I mean? There's slight differences. You know, there's very, very slight differences, you know. But, again, not judging. Enjoy. Have fun. Be safe. And yes, and by all means, also if you're out there listening, I should have did this earlier, but whatever. Like I said, I may post up something or whatever on my Facebook if you're on our Bang Out Radio page. Post up your costumes, ladies. Post up your costumes. If y'all got groups going on over there, post them up on the Bang Out Radio page. You know, like I said, we're gonna try to get some things moving on these social networks and everything. I know my co-host got Twitter or whatever, so we may have her holler out at some of y'all on there or whatever. But send us your costumes over here on Bang Out Radio. Let's see what the Bang Out Radio people is out there wearing and shit. I'm gonna have mine on tomorrow. I'm gonna take my picture. I'm gonna post it up. Like I said, not just ladies. Like I said, artists, anybody out there. Like I said, if you fuck with Bang Out Radio and you going out for Halloween enjoying yourselves or whatever, if you don't post them up tomorrow, load them up, post them. Let us see who else love Halloween as much as the Dagger love Halloween. All right, so holler at your boy. Let's get back into some music. And like I said, it is Ladies Night, but I'm trying to get y'all turned up for tomorrow night to keep things going. So how about something like, hold on, where is it? Something like this. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger Queen, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
I usually talk like a teacher, but I made this song for the freaks. Kids at home, they beds alone, you should probably put their ass to sleep. Dime screaming and moaning. She's so wet, shit drowned in the pillow. She's so wet, had to swim to the middle. Ass so fat, but I swear that she little. Like when I toss her, beat her, assault her. No handcuffs, but we keeping it cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man sick. I really give a fuck. Meet me in the middle of the bedroom. Writing on your neck, I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pinned to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with the tip till you ask for it all. Passion of all. Smash till we crash like cars on board. Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. She wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise ties to the bed. She a freak cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Shorty wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I be
Bobby, push it up. Bobby, push it up. Bobby, push it up.
Who she seems, I do what she please. She just wanna please my knees. Roll my weed. Fuck with my team, only vets. When you fuck with the best, we don't do it like the rest. I'ma put your body to rest, body address, suck on your breast till you can't pay attention. No need to mention deep interventions. Get it in till it hits the midsection. I know you've been due for a sex and she just wanna know where I keep the protection. Had to lift a jaw when she saw my erection. Ran through the wall when I caught her from the back. Yeah, nigga, don't slack. Probably pull the track out. I'ma wake your back till you pass out. She don't even ask. She heard I'm a beast, I'm lying. I can beat it up, no.
fuck with hoes, though. Jody, if you coming at me, you better come correct. Top 10 ladies of the dead? Figure it out, bitch. This is lying.
Starbucks music. Got fish girl in her pants, fish girl in her pants. And she make me do my T-boy dance. All that fish girl she got in her pants. And I'm doing my T-boy dance. Fish girl, yeah. I like her biggest secrets. I love her booty show. She got that fish girl love. Make a nigga wanna snow. I buy a whole key of that. 2.2 pounds, got it chucked up in the panties, but I still break it down. She say she like my dress code, but I'm in undress mode. I'm still fresh in my boxes, baby, these are polos. She riding on my horse, she fresh off of the ball. She tell me fuck a little faster, so I push it like a Porsche. Vroom, vroom, so much smoke in the room, I guess it's from all this dick and all these blunts being consumed. She say she want a cocktail, I got cocktail. Get a tail, this some dope pussy bitch, I hope we don't go to jail. If them folks pull us over, girl, we on trafficking. Hold that fish girl in your pants, ain't no lack of evidence. I'm gon' call the best lawyer, cause we gon' need them, baby. Grade A down in Florida, have we riding my Mercedes. Now I'm doing my D-boy dance. Hold that fish girl she got in her pants. Now I'm doing my D-boy dance. This girl, yeah, yeah. And we're making love all through the night. And that fish girl coming back right. And I wonder how I feel from the back. Fish girl, yeah.
She got a good girl reputation. I love her bedroom eyes. Word on the street, she like the freak with bad guys. She don't care, homeboy, if you move a little weight. All she care about, nigga, if you out here living safe. She got her own fish tail, and she keep it super clean. Ain't no cut on it, it's safe to say she made the team. She ride with a nigga, so I meet her at the head. She got that fish tail with her hand, it's right under her dress. Once I inspect it, it smells so perfected. Ain't no one word to describe it, so I call it eclectic. She got hot, I say cool, she religious. Like my truth, but thou shalt not judge. So I just jump off in a pool splash. Baby money, so I call it cash. These are younger, sexier versions of Stacey Dash. It's like a NASCAR every time that we smash. I drive her crazy, hoping that we don't crash.
Put your hands on me.
to lay. Come on, body got your interest. And I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, sand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me. And that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever. Do bad times and better. No distance or fight. Cut terrors or shred us. See, tonight is just for us. So hold my hand and cuddle up. Don't touch me hard, touch me nice. Don't do me wrong, do me right. We ain't gotta have sex just to feel the vibes. Just put your hands on me when the time arrives. Cause I'm ladylike and I'm kinda shy. And I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
If you keep this up with the Midas touch, I promise you ain't gon' be another. See, your body heat exhausts me. It's like mind control without the thing. And I know that I got you all hot. And I know you got that gold, don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the villain while we blowin' on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the work of just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion. Feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within. Cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it. It's nothing, you see it, you want it. Come closer and touch it.
Looking good in that tight ass dress. Light skin, long hair, and she do for herself. She been working all week, so she ready to go out. Pop the pill, now she dizzy, now she ready to roll out. She got her friends with her, so you know she getting ratchet. And she gon' fuck tonight with a mindset and no attachment. So little mama, what's happening? We can take it to the crib. This is not MTV, but I'ma show you how I live. Drop it to the flow, but with a mindset like Luda, how low you can go. Tryna see that booty bounce up and down like a low. Grab another bottle, let's get turned a little more. We can party all night, but at 6, shit gotta go. Wake up, do it again, and tip, already know. Fucking bitches and pass them like a nigga smoking dope. And if the bitch bad, then she get it for sure.
We got bitches in the living room getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in they thong. Then we kick these hoes out around 6 in the morn. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it, little mama. Gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it. Yeah, the bed, I'll break it, break it, break it. We on.
She bounce that ass like a stripper and I'm loving that. In the party with the goons, where they thuggin' at. Your bitch a ratchet, hit the pass, he me glovin' that. Deep in the thong, tippin' quarterbackin' that. Long dick with your baby daddy slackin' that. Gone off the green, rollin' on the beans. Never cap a baby bitch, mob on the scene. Serving dope dick, make them wobble when they lean. The way I put that ass to sleep, promethazine. I can fuck you, I can fuck her. Rock the pussy right, baby, no chauffeur. Prefer the credit save, little mama, no fur. Dog in the house, make the kitty cat purr. Then they gotta leave, about 6 in the morn. Pass these smut hoes on, like hits from the phone. The hangover, do the whole thing over.
We got bitches in the living room, getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in they thong. Then we kick these hoes out around 6 in the morn. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it. Little mama gon' shake it, shake it.
Yes,
shake it, long dick, take it, take it, take it.
KY,
yes,
y'all
break it.
break it.
Let Dagger get on these motherfuckers real
this
quick.
Is fun and real freak that get geeked and turned up. A lot of pills, pop, drank, drunk, we burnt up. These bitches say they party, here's a molly and a maze. Two hits of ecstasy, now sniffing like we getting loose. This is for the ratchet bitches, ones that never get nothing. Flipper type of bitches, I will let me and the homies fuck. If you a hoe, then be a hoe. Be the best, that's how it is. Cause any other night, you be at home with the kid. Going all out, popping with her pussy out. There's other bitches licking it and niggas pulling money out. Go ahead and make it rain, that's for me, I'd rather not. When I fuck her later, she gon' give me everything she got. Showing bitches something long dick, fucking got her running. Busting in these bitches' face, she mad cause she ain't see it coming. You a bad bitch, I see you better, raise your worst. I kick them out at seven, though, I fuck them one more time.
We got bitches in the living room, getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in they thong. Then we kick these hoes out around six in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it. Little mama gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it. Get a bed, I'll break it, break it, break it. We on.
I just ain't supposed to sing. You can't hear the movie.
I've been explaining the storm drain for you, Robert. Oh, what's wrong?
Tom's wife is cheating on him with a singing usher.
Oh, I didn't say she was cheating. Oh, Lord, Lord, how did you end up with that white woman anyway?
I'll say toss her goopy ass out the window and let that whole stargaze from outside.
Now, Riley, there's never a place for violence in a relationship.
There does seem to be a place at the restaurant last night. She made you look like a bitch in front of us.
Boy, watch your mouth.
Probably started out charitable. She took you in and probably teaching you how to read.
But Granddad, she did make Mr. Dubois look like a bitch.
Yeah, we all know she made Tom look like a bitch. There's probably a different way to see it.
Next thing you know, you rubbing against that silky white skin.
But I don't know the non-cursed way to say he got bitch.
Humiliated, castrated, emasculated.
All right, I get the point.
I mean, I could see if it was a real nigga. If you lost your hold of T.I., I'd be like, hey. That's T.I., but Usher, you better check that hole, Mr. Dubois.
You know what? You guys are right. I'm going to go back there and put her in check.
For example, how many white women want to go to a basketball game just to see the game, come back with one of them NBA niggas? Out of sympathy. She came to see the game. She wanted to be entertained. Oh, the white woman's got a big heart.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger. Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Just... before we get into Dagger's double play, just a quick round of am I wrong? You know, I always love to figure out if I'm wrong about certain situations or not. Because, again, I don't think I'm crazy, but I swear people think I'm crazy or whatever when they just come at me on certain aspects and just think shit's supposed to go their way. Now, brief background, and of course it involves some females again. It's ladies' night. So, again, ladies, I love y'all. I love everything about y'all. But y'all be doing some of the dumbest shit sometimes or whatever. I don't know. Right? Other niggas y'all be dealing with. But anyway, basically, months ago, was hung out with this girl or whatever. I mean, we didn't even go out. Basically, we hung out, smoked, chilled, chopped it up, whoop, or whatever. All this, you know, basic shit. Nothing major. Now, the second time we hung out, I think something about 420. It was around the time when 420 was, because the whole thing, basically what happened was we was chilling or whatever, and where we fell out was how I went to go get some weed on 420 or whatever that she paid for, right? Now, when I went and bought the weed and brought it back, apparently she had an issue with what the amount of weed that she got back was or whatever or anything. Again, none of these are my problems. I buy weed. When I buy weed, I know what I'm going to get, or whatever I do get, I know where to go, and that's just what I'm going to get. And then she asked me to get her some weed or whatever, and then it's like, okay, well, I go where I normally go. Like, so that's what you normally get. But swear to God, this girl got it in her head or believed that I done either stole her money and brought her less weed, or I spent it all and, like, pinched her bag and, like, took weed out of her bag and everything like that. Went on this whole little thing about that. Now, a few things here. Dagger doesn't have to steal weed from anybody. Okay, that's number one. I love weed to death and everything like that, but I don't steal weed. Okay, I don't need to do that. I know enough people that smoke where if things get desperate enough like that, I will ask somebody to come smoke with me, or I will go somewhere and smoke with them, or I will borrow $5 or something or whatever I need to go buy my own weed. I don't have to steal people's weed. That's number one. Plus, I don't steal from females. just not what I do. If I am gonna steal from somebody, I'm still from a nigga. I'm still from a dude. I'm gonna steal some shit that's gonna be worth stealing. I'm not gonna steal a couple of blunts out of this bag that I'm bringing you back. All this, but fast forward a little bit. I mean, basically that night, then I'm like, then because you know how girls get mad at you when girls do certain shit. You notice certain things. Like whatever, she was blowing me up at least maybe twice a day or something prior to this, and then she just stopped calling, woo, this that or whatever. So I'm like, all right, a week goes by, and then I'm the type that just wants to know what's going on. I don't like leaving things just in the air. I at least want to know. If you're not talking to me, if you're not dealing with me, if you're not fucking with me, this, that, or whatever, just tell me so I know what's up. So I hit her up on some, okay, I see you're alive type shit, woo, this or whatever, okay, everything good. Basically, she kind of like, in a sense, basically I got the big fuck you. That's what I got. We'll just fast forward to that. I got the basically fuck you. And again, she didn't tell me at the time when she was pissed off about it. Again, I found out what the issue was later on down the line, months and months down the line. Again, I'm the type of person that if you got an issue with me, tell me when it happens. Don't sit and wait. Don't sit on it. Don't wait. Don't just not tell me. Because, again, in my opinion is if it's not a big enough issue for you to say something to me, then it's not a big enough issue for you to get mad over. That's just how I feel. So basically I got the fuck you. I didn't know what the fuck you was about until about a couple of months later. And then it's like, yeah, you pissed the bag or you stole that, just the whole thing about the weed and everything. Like I just got over on her in some shape, way, or form or anything like that. So, and this happens today. Like I said, it's amazing to me how certain things happen right around showtime and everything. Like, it gives me fresh ammo to talk about. The same girl. Again, no. I didn't even know it was her. Again, We've had these stories, too. I keep the same phone number. I've had the same phone number for the longest or whatever. Like I said, I've had two phone numbers in life, the one I had beforehand and the one I have now. I've had two phone numbers in life. There are probably still people trying to call my old phone number looking for me, but I got a new one, so it's all these new people. Now, again, this is months ago that I was talking to this girl and dealt with this girl, whoop, or whatever. This girl calls me out of nowhere. Again, random number, phones, numbers. When I don't fuck with people, when I get the fuck you from a girl or something like that, then, okay, well, fuck me, fuck you too. You know what I mean? Plain and simple. Delete numbers, like I said, don't got to contact you, da-da-da, there was nothing special about you or whatever anyway, so fine. Bye, fuck you too. But random call, I look at my phone, like it's an Oakland number. I'm like, and again, I don't know why girls don't have numbers, majority of them don't have numbers in the location that they're at. You know what I mean? Like, girl stays in L.A. but has, like, a Vegas phone number. And I'm not talking about, like, she moved from there. She just has a Vegas number because in certain hood phone shops or whatever, you can pick your area code and pick numbers and shit. I don't know why people be trying to hide or whatever. But, you know, all kind of shit. But I look at my phone like, okay, Oakland, California. I don't know nobody in Oakland. I know a few people in Oakland, but the people I know in Oakland, their number's in my phone. So if they call me from Oakland, the name will pop on my phone. Now, I don't know about other people. I don't answer numbers I don't recognize. If it's a block number or if it's not saved in my phone where a name pops up, I'm not picking up the phone. Because, again, nobody's going to call my cell phone that don't know me. I kind of got that part of it, but also at the same time, a lot of people that know me call my cell phone from different numbers. You know, they want to call me, but they don't want me to know who they are when they call. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's not weird on my part. It's weird how people what people do to try to get in contact with me.
They don't want you to know who they are, or they don't want
Or maybe they don't want me to know where they're calling from, or maybe whose phone they're using, or, you know, whatever. But again, this is why I tell people to get a fucking cell phone. Have one number, like I got. You know, motherfuckers got my number. If you have my number, you have it. And you have those people that have like 3-4 different numbers because they can't keep one on, or they just got this one cut on, or it's all kind of other shit or whatever. So, like I said, I get all kind of numbers from different. There's some girls that got like 4 numbers, and I have to have all 4 saved in my phone because they don't tell them which one they may call from. You know, dumb shit like that. Like, get a fucking number, one. So, but again, the Oakland number calls, I don't know who the fuck it is. But every now and then, I have my moment where it's like, okay, this may be interesting. Again, I do shit sometimes where she's, so I call the number back. And then, okay, hello, yeah, this is Keisha, what's up? Like, Keisha, again, I don't know, Keisha's not a number. And another thing, girls just think that they can just say a name to me, like that's just going to spring up and pop up in my head or whatever. They don't realize, like I said, if we haven't had any kind of contact or if we haven't dealt with each other on a normal basis or anything like that, I forget a lot of people and a lot of names and everything like that. So when she's like, hey, what's up, this is Keisha? I'm like, okay, but again, I don't like being the person like, who the fuck are you? You know, I don't do that. I kind of play along. Like, he said, oh, okay, yeah, what's up? Like, I kind of just go along with it. Like, have no idea who I'm talking to. No idea who I'm talking to. But okay, yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up? How you been? What's going on? Yeah, same shit, new day. Da-da, nothing. What you doing? Nothing. You got, but again, I guess she kind of. But again, once I realized who it was, but on her end of things, her thing is like, you got some weed? Want to? You gonna come smoke with me? Again, why is it? And this is on her end. Again, I don't know who I'm talking to. So in her head, though, she knows who she's calling. She knows how shit ended. You calling me, and just because even if I sound like I may know you, everything's kind of cool or whatever, because, again, I don't know who I'm talking to, but on her end of things, you're going to ask me to come do something for you after how shit ended, and it ended on weed and money in the first place? Like, how does that work?
She probably felt after so long, you would forget about it, and you guys could be cool again, and you could be friends.
No, but again, that's what she's thinking. Okay, well, then fine. But then here's where I go, because, again, I still don't know who I'm talking to. So, because, again, if I would have known who it was, I probably would have came at it different. But since I didn't know who it was, I don't want to be a complete asshole. So I was like, well, nah, I ain't got nothing right now. Maybe probably a little bit later or whatever. And then she was basically also, so I hit her with it. Well, unless you got some weed, you can smoke with me? Like, fuck, like, dude, what's up? Yeah, I got a little bit of it. And that's another thing. If you got weed, why are you calling
me?
You got weed or whatever, but you calling me, you want me to come bring some weed over to smoke with you, but you got some. God, females, man. I can't say, I swear to God. But, and again, even if I had some, I probably would have told her no, just to lie. You know, because I like seeing where females are with shit or whatever. But, again, I wasn't actually lying because I didn't have any or anything, but. But that hit me like, yeah, I got some or whatever. But then she tried to play it off like it's not no bomb or anything like that or whatever. But I'm like, you don't realize who you're talking to. See, I'm not a bougie smoker. I had this conversation with some people again earlier. Just, you know, if you only smoke Kush, this, that, or whatever, top flight, shelf, whoop, or whatever, that's fine. If you can support your habit and that's your business, that's fine. But don't talk down on people or whatever because they smoke what they can smoke and everything. Like I said, we're all smokers in the grand scheme. I hate how everybody smokes weed, but people that think that I'll smoke this weed, that makes me better than you. Or, you know, it's shit like that. It's, motherfuckers always want to put hierarchies in everything, even when it comes to weed smoking. But again, I'm not that person. I'm a smoker. Roll it up, smoke it. It's weed, roll it. That's how I feel. So... But she was trying to downplay the situation. Like, I was going to be like, nah, fuck that. Like, shit, fuck that. I'll come smoke your weed. So, I still don't know who I'm talking to. I still don't know who the girl is or anything like that. I don't know, like I said, nothing happened. But as I'm driving to where I'm supposed to meet her at, it all starts coming together. Like, and then I see, I changed. Then I, because now it all comes back. Now it all comes back. Like,
you had that one on you. Okay.
Then it all came back. You know how they say memory can be triggered by certain things, you know, like smells or certain things.
Right.
Whatever,
right.
Everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm going over there, and it hit me. Like, I realized where I was. Like, because usually when I drive somewhere or I go somewhere, if I've been there a few times, then I remember, like, I've been here for a reason. You know, I drive through some parts of L.A. sometimes, like, years later, and realize, like, oh, yeah, I used to mess with a girl around over here or something or whatever. You know how you just remember spots. So when I remembered that and then I saw him, like, oh, this bitch. Like, oh, I get it. Got it now. Okay. Now my demeanor's all changed and everything, right? Because, again, at first I don't know who I was talking to, so I give everybody the benefit of the doubt beforehand. But this bitch, then already fucked up. So... I don't have to be nice or anything like that at all. Once you fuck up with me, then my good guy side is done. Because, like I said, I'm good with you, I'm cool with you and everything like that and all that until you fuck with me. And once you say fuck me, like, nigga, especially for some shit I didn't do, like, if I had did it, you might have had some leeway or something like that, or I would have came back being all cool and everything like that. But I didn't do shit to you for you to come at me like that and for you to come at me like that. So now that I remember how you came at me and everything and all this, and then it just hit me in my head, you know, all this shit we just talked about, like, oh, you had weed already, but you wanted me to come over here and smoke my weed with you. All this shit just went through my head like that, like, oh, I'm on. Now I'm on. But again, even when I'm on, I don't really take the asshole route. I just kind of disassociate myself. You know what I mean? I don't I already do that kind of with people, period. You know, you have to have a reason for me to want to talk to you, for me to want to hang out with you and anything like that. Because, again, I don't like being around people in the first fucking place. I've admitted this many times. So you have to be a certain kind of person or a special kind of person for me to actually chill and spend time with your ass. Or we got to actually be doing something, smoking, drinking, da-da-da, whatever. I don't want to sit over here and talk to your ass. But this is what, how it goes out. I go over there, chill, roll up. You know, of course, I got to bring the blunt and everything, too, because I ain't got no blunt to smoke with it and shit and everything. But that's fine. That's 50 cents. You can have that. I'm coming to smoke some weed. I need to smoke some weed before the show anyway, because I didn't have none. So technically, I'm using you, but we won't go there. But go over there, smoke some weed. And then, but then starts talking shit. Like, I don't, and this, because I be on my phone a lot, you know. And the reason I be on my phone is because, again, if I'm sitting around, let me explain though. Like I said, I'm over at her spot or whatever, right? I'm chilling over there. She got two other girls in there, you know, grown big women. I don't like fat people. You know what I mean? I don't got a fat people are cool, but I mean fat people I don't know. You know what I mean? Is a whole another size. So it's not just her. It's two other fat people in there that I don't know. And you know how when you walk into somebody's house or whatever, and they just be up in there, and they're like, hey, what's up? Like, and again, she's in I want to call it a studio spot. You know, she's in where the living room is connected to the kitchen. There's no wall there, one bathroom, and then you got the closet, but there ain't no door on the closet. It's just the open space with the little thing on it so you can hang your clothes and shit in there. You know, it's just one of those spots. It's just like a room. So,
okay.
But she in there with her, two other fat people, and two little kids running around. See, I'm. This ain't me. I don't. For a blunt, and I'm sitting around here, or whatever. So yeah, if you don't want me to start talking about this shit like I'm seeing going on right now, that I'm talking about right now on this show, then yeah, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut and I'm gonna stay on my phone. Because again, it keeps me from saying some shit I probably shouldn't say. But they don't realize that. You know, they don't know enough about me to realize this phone is probably saving me talking shit about what's going on right now. So you should be thankful I'm in my phone right now. So, but yeah, I remember that from last time. You was just always in your phone, and that means there's something wrong with you. There's something interesting about you.
Oh, so she's talking shit about you being in your phone?
Yeah, yeah. Like we up here, like, you know what I mean? And she's up here watching, you know, and it's cool, but on the TV, what's on the TV? We got what was that movie with the fat white lady? Not the fat white lady. Big Mama, Soul Food. Soul Food's on the TV, but she takes that out, talking about, I'm more of a comedy person, so she puts in some old school death comedy jam thing or whatever, and then puts in the Dave Chappelle show. But all this time trying to get me involved in what's why. Now again, this is what I also don't like, is how girls will sit up here and talk about, okay, well, sit up here, get out your phone, let's watch this. Okay, I'm watching this, but all three of them sit up here talking, you know, holding conversations and shit, and kids running around, not just doing whatever they want to do. Plus, she playing music on her phone. I'm like, how am I supposed to watch it if everything else is going on? Like, I can't even watch this. So why? So, of course, I'm going to be on my phone playing a damn video game because nothing else over here is going the way it's supposed to. Can you hurry up and smoke? Can you hurry up and roll the blunt? That's what we're supposed to be doing, smoking, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? And again, if that's what we're over here supposed to be doing, then I don't got to do nothing else but come over here and smoke. Technically, that's how I feel. And then this is the clincher. This is where I want to know if I'm wrong at it or not, because this is where I'm looking right here. Because this is how, like I said, girls just think shit is cool. Because she's going to ask me, because I'm talking about how, you know, Halloween and everything like we were talking about earlier. And I'm talking about, like I said, yeah, I got these clubs I'm scoping out tomorrow. So you're going to take me out with you and pay for me to get in the club? I'm like, Did you just say this to me? Hold on. Who's she talking to? I was looking. I know she can't be talking to the kids. Flat out, no emotion or anything in my face or anything. I looked up from my phone. I looked over, and I said no. Like, you know, I'm not. And the look that she gave back, like. That's the look I should have gave you when you asked me.
What do you expect? And then especially after all this time that went by, too, so it's kind of like you have
Thank you. That's exactly what I said to her. I was like, yo, you know what I mean? And you up here trying to get all upset, like, oh, well, yeah, I ain't going to take you out and everything. But it's like after all this time, after how things ended, The first thing you asked me, already you asked me to come over here and smoke with your ass, okay, now you smoke with me, okay, fine, whatever, past that. The next thing you asked me is, am I going to take you out with me and on top of that, pay for you? Like, you got me seriously fucked
up. Yeah, don't you know that's the game is? Are you supposed to go out, are you supposed to take her out? That's what you're supposed to do.
Nigga, please, not after.
Like
you might have had
that
months ago. Not after what happened. Not after you gave me the fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, after you do that, you lose all those good guy privileges. All that is done. At the very most, if you got your own bread and you want to go out here with me or whatever, we can work out something that you're dropping on the gas tank, then yeah, maybe we could do something along those lines. But on top of me taking you out and then want to go on the whole, well, you know, yeah, it would be nice. I always take people out. Nobody takes me out. And on top of that, the bitch is going to say, oh, and I get paid tomorrow. So why are you asking me to take you out? You got bread. You got money coming. Bitch, you should be taking me out. I'm scrounging to get to the club, to be honest. You know what I mean? I'm scrounging to get there, but I'm going to get there because I love Halloween. So I'm going to do what I can to get there for me to get there. You know what I mean? But if you want to go out and all this, and then when I brought it up, because I was like, I told her, I was like, you know, I'm saying no, and I'm not fucking with that because of the last time, like, how do you, because I asked her, I was like, how do you, after all this time, the first thing you ask me is if I'm taking you out somewhere and then try to catch a little bit of an attitude when I say no. Who the fuck, how do you do that? How does that work? That shit is, so I'm not wrong in that sense, though. Am I wrong for my reaction to what I had, to what I was asked?
You're not wrong for your reaction, not at all.
Okay,
but I you be coming up with the funniest stories. It's not even a story.
I can't even come up with it. This is life. This is what happens. Like, this is what people think. Like, I can't make this shit up. I couldn't make it up if I wanted to. I wish this stuff was false. Like, but it's like, are you dead after all that, after the big fuck you, after this, that, or whatever, like I said. And then, like I said, I don't got shit. Technically, bottom line, and like I said, bang out radio, I keep it real with y'all at all times. Technically, I don't got shit. I'm working on getting a job now. You know, there's some things working out or whatever and everything. I don't have my own house that's mine that I can live in myself and do what I want to do and shit. You know what I mean? I don't have a car because I was in an accident, got taken out by a fucking Mexican and shit and everything, so I got to use the cars that I have access to until I get my another new one and everything. Like I said, that is technically the only things I own is this radio show and my shit that I have, of all the shit that I got. You know, that's all I got right now. So, but the fact is, knowing me, talking to me, meeting me and everything like that, hanging out with me, you will never know that. Because I know how to make shit happen when it has to happen or when I want to do something, this, that, or whatever. I know how to make things happen. But it's always amazing when people want you to try to make something happen for them. And then their reactions when you don't. And then again, it's funny, like I said all the time, how especially females think that they're owed something already. It's kind of like she felt she was owed that or something. And then, okay, if you feel like you're owed that, then you need to get it from somebody who may owe you that. I don't owe you that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, if you feel somebody owes you, somebody take you out, everything like that, you need to go find that person that you feel owes you that. I don't owe you, I don't have to take you out, I don't have to do this and that. And I have no problems doing stuff like that, but it's not like you just do that for anybody or everybody or because they think that they deserve that or whatever. But like, bitch, you ain't done shit.
Right.
You ain't
right.
done shit for me to take you out and everything like that. Nothing except run your mouth and complain. You know, that's like, but.
And then call my phone
that.
Out of nowhere. and ask me for shit like that. I said,
yeah.
They call my phone out of nowhere and ask me for shit like that.
And,
like
everything's just all good. Like you said, but her thought was, oh, everything's going to be all good. And I said, is that what niggas is out here doing? This is what shit is fucked up. Is when bitches call them up or whatever, they just run to them and everything like that and just take them out and whisk them away and everything. And then the bitches wouldn't even probably care because there are these girls out here that will be like, okay, they'll get four different guys to take them out every night or every other night because they just want people to take them out because they don't want to pay for shit or do shit for themselves. You know, I'm not getting in that. Like, I ain't the one. Like, you ain't putting no kind of dues or anything like that or nothing. Like, bitch, like I said, you just said the fuck and didn't even apologize. When I brought it up, the bitch was like, oh, I still feel that way or felt you did that or whatever, but, you know, I'm just over it now and it's just whatever. So technically, you still kind of got beef or something like that, or you feel I owe you something. No, I don't, especially because I didn't do it.
Like,
right.
And then how you gonna say, yeah, I still got problems with you or whatever, but we're gonna let that go. So I mean, what does that say? Does that say something about you or does that say something about me? Like, you're willing to deal with me even though you think I got over on you or whatever, right? I stole from you, blase, blase, this, that, or whatever, but no time has gone by that you're cool with me in case I may want to do it again, like, or whatever, if you think I'm that type of person. Or I don't, you know, that shit don't make sense. Or then as far as I go, bitch, if you got beef with me or something like that, like I said, if there's beef, there's beef. Period. Dagger's anti-peace treaty. You know what I mean? If you got a problem, then there's a problem. And that's what it is. But on your thing, so not only do we got beef, but even though we got beef and everything like that, you still want me to take you out, you know, even though you just got paid. And but I'm kind of like, come on, like, miss me. But okay. Just making sure I'm not crazy. So I'm not crazy, right? That shit don't make no sense, right?
Nope, it don't make no sense. Right. You're right.
That don't make sense. Well, I'm not crazy, y'all. We're getting into Dagger's double play real quick. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen, Bang Out Radio, Reality Ready. You still got time to call in if you want to, y'all. If you're listening live, 661-621-7559. Be right back.
Oh, shit. Here we go. The Dagger, bitch. A.K.A. 4DB with me. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realize a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things ain't gonna be the same. No matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters trying to come at me, I'm still gonna be
the same.
I do it like this for 2013. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the screams. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing it. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, sent so many shots, they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at a booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what they did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit that.
Setting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice. Bet it all, lost it all. Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed. You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see.
Started on this path alone, Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shot, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down. It brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the Dagger bitch and 4DB's a witted nigga. Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka the way it has to be. These people have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download harassfully. But I'm glad to see that I can sleep. Dagger's gonna let them storm. They ask me to come back, I'll say, you had your chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weak smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
The Dagger Bitch.
A.K.A.
It's that anti-hater music. I keep telling y'all about this shit.
Witch.
This for them insomniacs.
Drug addicts.
Them drug addicts.
Pill poppers. Weed.
Don't judge me.
Line sniffers.
Another night up, count seats, something like a track meet. Can't sleep now, wanna fuck Betty Bo Peep. Boom, boom, skis, keep that nigga real deep. Dagger does a lot of tricks, but he don't trick. Gotta have your own shit, bitch, cause I don't care. Drive me to the leave you there. Wanna play stare, no hair, bro chair. Clutch your button naked, no cab, no bus fare. Bitches, I don't fuck bear. Dagger doesn't trust them. I pull up drug on, let the homies fuck them. Cause it ain't no fun, if the homies can't handle. Weed by the tongue, got a whole case of magnums. Drink by the gallon, pills like a pharmacy, powder like a chalkboard. Did you miss me? Witness in the relapse. Back on the wrong track, better run away cause you don't wanna come in contact.
Yeah, every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleep at night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleep at night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleep at night. Yeah, every night. Cause every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleep at night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleep at night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleep at night. Yeah, every night.
I'm so high, don't know where I'm at, where the time go, now I'm in the streets yelling. Chase it.
My
the world better face it. Niggas rather waste it. Where would a bitch do? Falling for the fat back teams and they tattoos. Better get a blue clue. Bitch will use you. Take everything you got. Turn around and sue you. Now you cry. Now she got a new boo. Thought it was a pussy. Now she doesn't give a fuck. You. All the homies told you. Real niggas know that the nigga with the most cheese gets the rap. Don't gotta check fast. No one's scoring. Bitches bust rhymes with it. Gotta tell him like a kid. Walk so tantrum. Dick running this fucking bitch for a gap.
Cause every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt. That's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line. Bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night. Cause every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night.
Jackers getting hyped, going stupid, real dumb, dumb. Smoke a weed, one lump, 31, no sun. Easy cause I haven't found a right one. Not a role model, so I'd rather not have one. Look, I'd rather have fun. Plus another 99 problems, but a kid, not one. Don't need to stress, baby, mama drama. High like a summer bed, lying from a dumb hoe. Big talk, act so, Larry Curly ammo. Bitches and stooges, they stupidity incredible. Nothing I'ma settle for, bitches step your game up. Looking for the fastball, I'ma throw a tanger. Put the bitches frame up, cause you ain't tough. If I'm broke when I'm married, bitch, still son of prenup. You ain't getting out, I didn't even highlight. Still can't sleep, keep thinking about dollars.
Every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night. Cause every night, I pop a pill, smoke a blunt, that's just a sleeping night. I sniff a line, fuck a bitch, that's just a sleeping night. I need a lot of drink, that's just a sleeping night. Yeah, every night.
Get them good and drunk.
Hey, you guys want to come over to my house? We got work to do, Stan. I think it takes a while for an elephant to get drunk.
Really? You guys don't want to come over for just a little bit?
What? Your sister gonna kick your ass again?
Shut up, Carmen!
Yeah, Stan. She's just a girl.
Yeah. If some girl tried to kick my ass, I'd be like, why don't you stop dressing me up like a mailman and making me dance for you while you go and smoke crack in your bedroom and have sex with some guy I don't even know on my dad's bed.
Carmen, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm just saying you're just a little worse. Dance.
This your boy, K-Wise, the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday. Hump night with the Daggers.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday. Hump night, Dagger, Queen. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, y'all. Oh, man. And not only, like I said, do I like being wrong. I try to be wrong as much as possible because I get tired of being right all the damn time. But one thing I want to be wrong about most more than anything is the fact that I keep saying that I'm going to wind up ending up by myself probably at the end of my life because I don't want to end up like that. But again, the shit that keeps happening, the shit I keep coming across and everything makes me feel like that's just what's going to happen. And let's start it off with this. At least since, like I said, Halloween's coming up, we were talking about kids a little bit earlier and everything. So I want to at least get the kids thing straight, because a lot of people keep telling me, it may sound like I hate kids, this, that, and everything like that, which I do. I hate bad kids. I can't stand them. Trust me. I'll admit that. I can't stand motherfucking badass kids. I was just around some earlier. It's not a pleasant sight. But I don't have an issue with kids as in general, period, because, again, kids are just like people. Again, they are people. They're little people. But if they're good, they're good. If they're bad, they're bad. But since they're kids, people feel that the badness can be overlooked or whatever, because that's an excuse that they're kids. And I don't believe that, you know.
Right. Right.
So, but a few things. It's like, I feel if your kid can comprehend, you know what I mean? If you can talk to your kid and your kid's talking back to you, you know what I mean? Like, then that at that point, then they should be listening to what the fuck you say, period. That whole he's a baby or a kid, that excuse is out the window, because prior to that, you know, that's the excuse. They don't understand what you're really saying or anything like that, you know what I mean? But if you be like, if you want some juice, yes, I want some juice. If they're sitting there talking to you, holding a conversation with you and everything like that, then that means they can understand, sit down and shut the fuck up. That means they can understand that and should know what that means, just in my opinion. Now, the only thing about me and kids is that, in a sense, I'm just a grown-ass kid myself, all right? And I don't mean that in a sense as far as, you know, my mind and everything like that. I'm not saying I'm slow or anything like that. I mean as far as, you know, I don't have any real responsibilities. The responsibilities that I have are taken care of. And, I mean, I've taken care of them, and I've set them in a point where, you know, that they're set. So those things are good. So I don't have really any responsibilities. I don't have nothing I really have to worry about. Also, I like attention. I'm just like a kid when it comes to that. I like attention. If I'm dealing with somebody, if I'm associating with somebody or whatever, I want attention. I like the attention. You know, there's a level of attention, but again, I like attention. So the biggest problem I have, at least like I said, why I say I'm going to end up by myself, is because, again, it's hard for me to get involved in relationships or get involved with somebody who already has kids, period. Just why? Because off top, like I said, as far as it goes, as far as attention goes, I like being number one. If I'm dealing with somebody, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I want to be number one. You know, I want to be the main person you're worried about, this, that, and everything like that. Call me selfish, blasé, this, that, or whatever, but that's just how I feel. I know I can never have that with somebody that has kids, that already has kids. I can never be number one, because supposedly your kid is supposed to be number one at all times, and I have no problem with that, because that's how it should be. But I have a problem overall because, again, that's something I have to take a number two spot. You know what I mean? Like, that's already an issue with me.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Especially if you got more than one kid. If you got two or three of them, that's a couple of slots down, you know. Like, you got to worry about kids. So I'm way down there, you know. So that's it. That's a thing for me. Now, and also, again, I'm real – When I feel I'm with somebody or I want to be with somebody or whatever, like I said, I get real not needy, I wouldn't say needy, but kind of greedy in a sense, maybe in a sense. With it, you know how kids have to ask you, like, mine, this is mine. You know how kids have to ask you, That's how I feel. Like, if I'm with a girl, I'm dealing with it, that's mine. Don't nobody touch it. Don't nobody, you know, stay away from it. Like, no, it's mine. But if you're dealing with somebody who already has kids, or a few kids or whatever and everything like that, it may be yours now, but it wasn't always yours. I just think really weird like that, which probably I'm going to shoot myself in the foot with a lot of situations, only because it's like this. You know how you have those girls, if you have one baby daddy, one kid, okay, that may work out, but you have some girls that maybe have two baby daddies, three baby daddies, you know, this, that, or whatever. So if I get involved with you, we get together or whatever, say we have our own kid or whatever, then I'm just another baby daddy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just... How am I supposed to feel any kind of, because there's all these, you know, this is my girl, I only got one kid out of the four that she has, but, you know, it's just something that I don't want to, it's just weird.
Deal with?
It's just kind of weird to me, because, again, I don't want to be the one that, I don't want baby daddies or these other niggas, you know, we had the baby daddy conversation before, but, again, I don't want these other niggas to be able to always be able to say, like, well, you know, this, that, they can always, there's always that dude that can tell me something about my girl or my person I went now or whatever like that, because he was in my position. You know,
And girls feel the same way about baby daddies, baby mamas, about baby mamas. I mean.
Because I always felt like if I'm going to have to be a baby daddy, I'm at least going to be the first one. You know what I mean? If me and my girl together, if she ain't got no kids, I got no kids, if we get together and that happens and it doesn't work out, well, at least I'm going to be the first baby daddy. I got to be number one on whatever fucking list or whatever. That's just how I feel. So it's hard to come into a situation for me when it's not like that, or when it's like how it is. Because, again, I don't like being a name on the list. Or if I am going to be a name on the list, I want to be the number one name on the list. You know, I'm not going to play second, third, woo-woo, or whatever, on whatever list you may have me on. But I'm going to be number one. That's just how I feel. So that's the issue.
Okay.
That's the issue.
And that makes sense to me, because it's like I've been the girl where, you know, guy has kids and it's just like, you know, now your baby mama can run in here and be like, I don't want that bitch around my kids, and you know, and it's just like, in that situation you kind of got to be like, okay, like, you know, because I have nothing to do with that. So it's kind of like, all right, you just throw your hands up, you feel me? And it's like, because I'm that way too. I want your undivided attention. But that's why I always say crap like, okay, like, I've gotten to the point where I'm past that, you feel me? And if it was to happen, that's why you're going to be my one and my only. And then hopefully it works out to where we can get married. But that's not my first option. My first option is like, no, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby and the baby carriage. So then that way we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about all of that. We don't have to worry about that because, you know, now I have my family and, you know, my husband is technically my only baby daddy. You feel me? That's why I kind of steer clear of that situation.
And there's also the situation, like I said, man, I just think about certain things. Like, if I hang around a girl long enough and with her kids and everything like that, because see, here's another thing that bothers girls before I get into that part. When I do deal with girls that have kids, and I'm already a night stalker, you know what I mean? I already don't sleep. I already don't do, you know, I'm already usually up all night or whatever anyway. If I am in the car or I'm rolling or doing what I do or whatever. Like I said, I'm usually up at night, period. That's just natural for me. I don't know why. That's just what I do. Even when I don't sleep, you know, the night before. Like I said, I could just be up. But in that sense, like when I deal with girls who have kids and everything like that, I usually tell them, you know, I don't even want to come through or hang out unless the kids are asleep. Now, there's many reasons for that. But mainly just because, again, it goes back to the fact that I want full and undivided attention. If I come over and your kids is wide awake, especially if you got more than one, then your ear or your eye or whatever, I'm not going to have full and undivided attention. I'm not going to have it. So, but it's funny how girls try to flip that, because literally I only come around, so when kids are asleep, it's like, you know, 10, 11 o'clock. So if I do come over, it's after those times, and then, you know, it's always, well, you only come around at night, and, you know, there's a reason for that, you know, like, it's not like I'm trying to avoid shit that's going to piss me off, because again, say I hang out with you and your kids all day and everything like that, or I've been hanging around a lot and it's during the day and everything, your kids running around, I'm going to feel eventually there's going to be eventually get to the point where I should be able to slap the shit out your kid if they're doing something wrong. But it's funny, though, because, again, when it comes to parenting, that's another thing as well. When it comes to parenting and how people raise their kids or whatever and everything, it's when you're stepping into somebody's situation who's already begun parenting however they feel or whatever, it's hard to step in and change that. You know what I mean? Or to bring your own thing into it when it's already in motion. If you start the family off together and you're dealing with somebody and it's fresh, then you go into parenting and starting all that off together, hopefully, if it's going the way it's supposed to. You know, you go into it together like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Now, they already got something set up, because my stupidity level is a lot shorter than I guess other people's are. You know, the same shit where people are letting their kids run around. You ever been around kids and their parents is letting them do some of the stupidest shit where you wish you could really just slap the shit out this motherfucking kid right now?
I had that happen to me earlier today and then like a couple weeks ago, so yeah.
Like,
I do though.
and you sit there and look at the parent like, are you going to really let this little motherfucker just keep doing this? Like, and then like I said, as far as I go, I don't like being a disciplinarian. Okay. I don't like being that. Because,
mm-hmm.
Again, I know how I get when I get angry. And, again, when I get angry and I get pissed off, like I said, I see my father and that shit. And in a twisted way, as fucked up as my relationship with my father is, it is because of him I am the man I am today. So I know whatever twisted thing he did, it worked, at least as far as me having my head on straight, knowing right from wrong and this, that, or whatever, I know those things. But as far as having, like, an emotional, I love you, son, I love you, father type shit, that shit, it's like he sacrificed that in order to make me a proper person. So I give him credit to that. But at the same time, on my end, I hope I can find the proper balance where you can have that emotional connection with my kids and everything and still be authoritative where they listen and everything like that. But a lot of these people out here don't have either one. None. No kind of, like, control whatsoever. Like, threaten their kids, whoop their ass, whatever. That little motherfucker go do what they want to. And it leads me to believe shit like, okay, well, how would my kid get raised or whatever? How would we, you know, there's a lot of thoughts that go through these things in my head. At least, and this is just kids alone. You know, it's just crazy. Because
yeah, I mean, and
that
I think
too, okay, say we're together, you know, and it doesn't work out. Now I'm the baby daddy or whatever. Now I got to come pick up my kid or this, that, or whatever. You got to drop off. And when I'm not around now, what are you doing? What are you doing with my kid? I hate those thoughts, too. I've been around a lot of baby mamas and done shit with a lot of baby mamas where if I knew, or if I was their baby daddy, I would be pissed. Like I said, I just, I would hate, like I said, to have my kid with my baby mama and she's out here doing some of this shit out here and everything like that, which is why it's like, it's just, I don't know. And it's just scary.
But see, that's another thing, too. Like, that's because you got to know who you messing with before you go into that situation. And like I said, like, if that situation was to happen to me, it's just like, I hope that, I pray, I don't even want to think about, like, what is, because then it's like, damn. But it's just like, it's like, if I was to get into that situation, like, hopefully I would really know who my baby daddy is and how he gets down, so then that way, and he knows who I am and how I get down, and then that way there is no confusion on how we finna raise our kid, because even if we was to separate on our own personal shit, that way there's no reason on why our kid shouldn't be raised the way the both of us think that our kid should be raised. Like, I just think that it's crazy. Like, earlier today, I don't know, this lady, I was going on my way to Target. I'm pulling in, you know, I'm already cautious because my one fear in life of driving is to actually just smack somebody with my car. Like, that's my one fear in life. And especially, like, a little kid. But this little kid, like, her mom grabs her because she already walking in the middle of the street. Her mom grabs her, like, you know, get out the street. And she just steps back in the middle of the street and just starts dancing in front of my car, like, spinning around and all sorts of shit, and the mom is, like, telling her, get over here, but the little girl is not listening, just standing in front of my car, just dancing and spinning around,
make
and I'm
you
just looking,
side
like, what
the
fuck,
the side of the,
like,
fucking
the,
face or something,
like, what the
right?
fuck,
right.
And then I go into the Target, I come out the Target, and then grandma is standing outside with the kids, and both kids are running around, but they, like, they're running into the street also, like, they're on the side, but, like, they're running into the street also, just running around the little thing. And I'm like, you know your kid can still get smacked running around this thing because somebody may not see him. And then finally at the last second, speeding through the fucking parking lot, I might smack your kid. And you just not telling them to just sit down and chill the fuck out. Like, I mean, there's times and places for kids to do shit like that. And that's not the time or the place. You feel me? Like, and that's one thing my kid would get smacked shit out of for. Like,
it's also the same
I told
shit.
You to chill the fuck
but
out,
like,
so you need
time,
to chill
right?
the fuck out.
Like, how many of us? I grew up on a busy street. You know what I mean? As a kid, I grew up on a busy street. And I was scared not only, like I said, I guess I had the fortitude to know that if you step out of the middle, I was never the kid to run out and chase the ball in the middle of the street. You know, it'd be like the ball went out there, the ball just get hit or something happened. You know, you had them dumb motherfucking kids that chase their shit in the middle of the street and everything like that. So,
yes.
But again, it was instilled. My parents did it. Like I said, I lived on a busy street. Like, it was a regular street, but it was busy. It had a lot of traffic on it. But we would be out there playing football or whatever on the sidewalk and everything, and nobody ever went in the street. Why? Because, one, we were smart. Two, I was scared to go in the street because all I could remember is saying if my parents caught me in the street or heard something
if
I survived getting hit by the car, then I would not want to survive. You know what I mean? It's
right.
That type of shit. Like, what the fuck are you doing in the damn street? Like, and I didn't need any supervision.
to tell me
knew.
That I was going to get the black beating off my ass.
You know, I just knew that if I was in the street and she happened to look out the window or call outside or something like that and happened to see me in the street, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get this. Is what I mean. This is what I mean. I've really noticed it because I've actually been spending time with a lot of kids and everything like that. I just happen to find myself being around a lot of kids and everything. And like I said, different ages, different age groups is here. Different, you know, some kids by themselves, some are brothers and sisters. You know, I see it. You know, I'm looking at this shit and I'm still looking at this. And kids are a product of their parents. That's the bottom line. You can't. If you ain't never heard it nowhere else or ever believed it, you believe me. Like I said, they always say the kids there are. Now, if your kid just got some kind of psychological shit or whatever or something like that you need to go recognize and get a doctor's note for or whatever, then that's fine. But bottom line is, majority of the time, your kid is going to raise up and come up how you lead them in certain ways and shapes.
And that's the one thing that scared me, too. Like, my mom told me one day, she was like, your kids is a reflection of you and how you used to be. So you think that you bad? Oh, your kids is
going to
be 10 times.
That's why I'm kind of scared too to have kids. That's why I've always said that too. They say your kids are 10 times, they say your kids are 10 times worse than you were at your worst. So if that's bad, then yeah. But that's why also, like I said, I think about that shit too. That's why also I don't just want to have a kid with just no random ass broad or no hood rat type bitch or anything like that, because then it's going to be my genes mixed with this crazy bitch's jeans or whatever, something
mm-hmm.
like that. And then, no, I'm not fucking with that product. You know what I mean? You got to think. You got to think who you're dealing with, because it's going to be a mixture. You know, that's all the kid is a mixture. And then that's why you also look at it as like, that's why a lot of women are getting mad at kids or whatever, because, depending on the situation. We'll stick with single mothers. No disrespect to single fathers and everything, because they out there too. But majority of the time, it's single mothers. And they get mad at their kids because it's like, You see your baby daddy in your kid or whatever, right? Acting the ass and shit like that. You can't stand your baby daddy this side or whatever, but half of that nigga is in your kid. You know what I mean? No matter how much you love that motherfucker, you know, there's part of that motherfucker you don't like. Because I've heard it so many times, you just like, it's just like your daddy, or you got that from your daddy, or did it, you know, it's always some kind of fucking complaint about the other half of the genes that's in the kid. So think about this. So people don't think about this type of shit. People don't think about this shit. Like I said, but that's what I mean. It's just crazy. And I look at it, and I see these things. Like I said, because my niece, my nephew, they kids. You know what I mean? They understand, but they don't. They're young enough where they're trying to talk and everything like that. But again, you can see it in them. You can see it. Like I said, my nephew, my baby nephew, he's going to be a good guy. I can already see that now. He actually listens. You know, unless he's upset about something, but then he gets mean, and then he goes in his corner, and when he's pissed off, leave me the fuck alone, you know what I mean? But he listens. You tell that nigga to do something, he gonna do it. He gonna try to be helpful and everything. Now, my baby niece, you know what I mean, she's just a girl, you know what I mean? That's how girls are, a little brat, you know what I mean? She's a little, a little manipulator and everything like that. I see it. At the same time, she's as cute as she want to be and helpful and everything, but at the same time, she knows how to manipulate a situation. You know, my nephew will sit here and talk. My niece won't talk unless she feels she has to. She likes to point and be like, especially when it comes to me, because she knows I damn near give her whatever she wants. But when she act up, at the same time, I tell her to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? I don't tell her like that, but I'll be like, no, you need to stop, whoop-whoop or whatever. But then she want to get the pouty face and be all mad. You know, she knows how to play her role, but, you know, she's a girl. You know what I mean? I get that.
You can't say no to that face.
I tell her no at the same time, and, you know, but then when she goes too far, you know what I mean? She'll about cry or whatever, but then when she can start stomping around and having an attitude and shit, then I hang her up on the hook. Like, you want to get cause
you hang her on the...
Oh, on the hook.
Wow.
No, all the babies in my family get the hook. That's my thing. You know, my niece got it. My niece done grown up and had her own kid now, and her son done been on the same hook that she was on when she was a baby. Because I don't play that shit. Because, like I said, these kids don't... Don't get me wrong, I love my niece to death, but then you don't get something, and it's something that you don't need right now or whatever, and you want to stomp and be mad and be like, no, and start trying to scream and shit, oh, you getting the hook. And what I mean by the hook is, it could be anything. Anything I can actually hang her on without ripping her clothes. I find a way to hang her on where it doesn't choke her on the neck or anything, but she's basically just hanging on the wall, can't run, can't move, but she'll wiggle around, but you don't care, go anywhere or anything. They're like, you on the hook. You stay there for about 5 minutes. Nah, be right back. And then I go off and do whatever I'm going to do. Everybody done felt the hook. Because and then I come back. You want to get off the hook? Yeah. All right. Now go do
change
something.
Change your whole little attitude.
Now go do something with yourself. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, it's a punishment, but I'm not sitting up here beating and yelling and screaming at her. It's just like, okay, you want to act the ass for that? You're not going to do this, and there's nothing you can do about it, period. You have to realize that. You ain't running shit right now but your mouth. You know? And if my niece can get that, then your kid that's sitting up here talking to you and you tell them to do something, but they tell you no or shut up or something like that, and they come at you like that, that's a problem. That's a problem.
No. No. Ain't no baby ever in my life ever told me to shut
and
up.
And even if they're a baby,
that's not okay.
We set that shit down. I tell my niece to do something.
Down.
She tells me no. If she tells me no, I'd be like, who are you talking to? She understands that shit real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And she barely understands anything right now. But, you know, she can do a couple things. She's very smart and everything. But as far as I can't hold a conversation with my niece, you know, back and forth or whatever, but she knows that if I say something and she tells me no, then there's an issue.
That's
she
it.
Knows that.
Yep. That's it. Yep. I've had that conversation with my niece.
Yeah, and as a kid, though, you know, it may slip out, but then you snap that shit right back. You know, you snap it back. She got that pass that she was a kid, but at the same time, but all these people out here that think that's cute or, you know, that's funny, and da-da-da, it's not.
No.
It's not. Because that same little kid is going to grow up telling you no, older and shit and everything like that, and then you're going to be in a position where you can't do nothing about it, or you're going to have to beat the living shit out of them, but then by then it's too late.
Exactly.
I see kids take ass whoopers and still do what the fuck they want to, man. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The ass whoopers don't mean shit because it's too late.
Yep, I had that conversation with my niece, and ever since then, she don't play that game with me. She fell out in the Walmart on me because I told her I was going to get her the DVD anyway, but she wanted The Princess and the Frog, and I told her no. I was going to get the DVD anyway. That was going to be my little gift to her. I was going to get it anyway, but she fell out in the Walmart. I was like, I picked her ass up. I said, You may do that shit with your mama. You ain't finna do that shit with your ass
up. That's the crazy shit, too. Because my niece, like I said, my niece was a kid and everything now, and I don't know what they be doing with their parents and everything, but like I said, like my sister, she was a young mother. So, you know, it's hard for young mothers because, you know, they feel it's a different kind of connection between you and your kids when you're young already because you're still kind of young yourself and your kid. You know, when you're within that kind of age range or something like that, it's a little different. You know, a respect issue is kind of different, especially when you try to be a friend and everything like that. Now, again, I don't know what it is with my sister and my oldest niece and nephew, you know, her kids. So, but they be going to war sometimes, you know, about whatever. And again, I don't understand how my oldest niece and nephew can talk to my sister like that sometimes, you know. And no matter how old my niece gets now or my nephew gets or whatever, especially with their kids, I mean, they've always just had their little rivalries and shit. They always go back and forth or whatever for whatever little reasons. We don't understand that. I don't understand it because when I'm around and I see the shit going on, I can't fathom how people come at their peoples like that. You know what I mean? But it's not my immediate family over there. You know, when my sister and her kids go through what they got to deal with, you know, when they at their house or wherever they're doing over there, that's what they do. But they know, you know, don't come at me like that. I don't give a fuck what you and your mom or anything like that. Like I said, my oldest nephew now, with his hard-headed ass, he knows right from wrong and all this and everything. He knows that, but he just chooses not to give a fuck. You know, there's a difference. There are those people that don't know right from wrong whatsoever and just really just lost in the world, which is what pisses us off most about him, is because he does know better, but he just doesn't care. Or he thinks nobody cares about him. So that's his story. And then as far as my niece and my sister go, my oldest niece, it's like it's a battle of wills. It's like, well, I'm grown now. You can't tell me nothing. And when I was older, you know, you never really looked out for me because you was young yourself and blase, this, that. It was more of a respect thing. There wasn't really a whole lot of respect there, you know. But you have to demand respect, and you have to give a reason to be respected.
Right.
So, kids ain't dumb at the same time either. You know what I mean? If you coming up,
because if you let them run over you, they will.
They go and they gonna pick up on that shit. And then also,
right?
If you don't if you don't show that you deserve respect either, like I said, kids know this shit. They pay attention. They're not dumb. They see things going on and everything. If you're getting cussed out by people left and right or whatever, and then you try to have some authority over your kid going to look at you like, what the fuck? If everybody else can do it, I can do it. You know what I mean? It's more than what y'all just think it is, or at least what y'all look like y'all think it is. Because I'm not even a fucking parent, but it's like, I'm sitting up here talking like I got 3-4 kids because I've been around kids. I see people with kids. And at least I know, at least as far as my kids go, whatever, I hope it all works out, because I'm taking notes on what everybody else is doing wrong. But again, they always say you don't know until you're in it. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But I don't know where I was trying to go with this. But just basically overall, like I said, as far as me being by myself, because as far as kids go, number one, like I said, it's hard to walk into a situation with somebody that already has kids for reasons we've discussed. And again, if I try to be the authority figure to try to put your kid in the right line or put your kid on the right path or whatever, and then you try to have beef with me, oh, we gonna be fighting. I got no problem fighting kids. You know what I mean? I got no problem putting the kid in their place, but then you're going to get mad at me because, again, it's not my kid, right? You know what
right.
I mean? But now you're going to get mad at me because it's not my kid. So,
right. That's exactly what happens. I've seen that situation firsthand. But that's because it's not your place, because that's not your kid. You feel me? So you can't really say nothing. But I also, on the outside, I've dealt with that firsthand. But I also know, on the outside looking in, stepping in, like, okay, well, look, because I don't have no kids, but I feel like I was always, it takes a village to raise a kid. So if you see my kid doing wrong, because that's the way that my mom raised me, like the neighbors, they knew me, and if I was in the middle of the street doing something I ain't had no business doing and the neighbors caught me, it was like, oh, no, what is you out here doing? Do you, excuse me, all right, we finna whoop your ass, and then we finna take you to your mama, and I'm finna tell her why I whooped your ass. It ain't gonna be no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You feel me? But it's just like, at the same time, like, because, I don't know, maybe because I think that way because I was raised around an older generation. My mother is older. And, you know, I ain't gonna put her out there like that. But, you feel me, and she's the youngest of her siblings, which means that my aunties and my uncles is older than her. So it's just like, I was raised that way. So it was like, oh, no, you think you finna get away with something? No, you ain't getting away with nothing. We finna speak our piece, and we finna tell you something, and you feel me? It was never that way with me. You feel me? So I may be almost 22, but it's just like, when I look at the world, I look at it through older eyes because that's what I was raised around. I was raised around older people. My aunties, my mama, my uncle, my dad, you feel me? All of them are older people. They weren't young when they had me, I guess you can say. They weren't young when they had their kids. So it's just like, you know, they had their self established when, you know, it was all said and done. So I look at the world through older eyes because it's just, to me, it's like, oh, no, I wouldn't. My kids, yeah. You crazy. So, I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to have that.
It's a hard thing to do. Like I said, stepping into that, like I said, I like being number one. I love attention. All these, you can't have that with a person. But also think about the other side, too. It's like, if I do wait any longer, I think it's just going to be even less women out there that have kids, you know what I mean, that are without kids. And then also, what am I going to be? Am I going to be the 40-year-old dude, like, at that point with a 20-year-old fresh out of college or whatever, talk about still trying to raise a family and shit. So, I mean, this is crazy. It's a real double-edged sword. But at the same time, again, like we've been talking about, I'm not going to jump into any situation just because, you know, it takes time to make things happen the right way, and everything happens for a reason, I guess. So, let's get ready to get up out of here, Queen. Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody out there real quick and let them know where they can find you, all that good stuff?
Shout-outs to Mark Money. She listening. Shout out. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love. Y'all, you guys can follow both of the pages. Right now we have a Facebook page at Bang Out Radio, and we also have a Twitter page at Real Bang Out. You guys make sure you guys go like the page on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You guys can send me your music at queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. You guys want to find me personally on Twitter. I'm on at CaliQueenV. I think that's it. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
All right, y'all. Y'all know, of course, Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. This was West Coast Wednesday. It's Hump Nights. And again, just overall, man, anybody fucking with us, we fucking with y'all, point blank, period. As far as tonight goes, tomorrow's Halloween. So, again, make sure, ladies, get your take off as much as possible, you know, as much. I don't care. Like I said, I want to see the one girl. Somebody do the little Kim who ain't scared. Walk out there with just a skirt on and just the pasties over your nipples and the high heels. I want to see a little Kim. Like, whatever y'all do, ladies, just everybody, be safe, you know, have fun, enjoy yourselves. Again, if you're going to be out there taking pictures, Instagram, all that kind of shit, you know what? That's another one you should do, Queen. I don't know. Make a Bang Out Radio Instagram page, too.
I'm thinking about that, but I was like, we got to get our pictures up. That's the only reason why we haven't had an Instagram.
I want everybody, because like I said, I want to see who's fucking with Bang Out Radio, y'all. I want y'all to post up all kind of shit, not just your music and everything like that. But if y'all got something going on, if y'all got shit crazy or whatever, y'all can say we all like crazy shit over here, too. Maybe something we could talk about on the show or whatever, all right? So, again, make sure y'all fuck with all the social sites, Facebook. Like I said, Dagger's not personally on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, though, because, like I said, Dagger doesn't tweet. I don't know my Instagram off the top of my head. Again, we'll find a way to get all this shit out to y'all. So, again, Queen handles all the technical stuff. I'm not good at that. I just talk. So, and again, what else? Yeah, be safe. Watch your kids out there. And, again, just enjoy yourselves, y'all. Leave the bullshit alone, the extras. Like I said, it's not worth it. Again, as much as I tell stories, I sit up here and talk and everything, but again, I really do look for the best in people, even though I don't think anybody else does or anybody else cares or y'all just out there just doing whatever. Just be safe about what y'all doing and just do it. Like the one thing I always did, my dad always did teach me, the only thing he taught me really was that, like, yo, if you're going to do wrong, do it right. You know what I mean? No matter what it is, there's a right way to do everything. And just like I said, as long as you're not harming anybody else or fucking up anybody else's shit or whatever, and like I said, then I ain't got no problems with you and I ain't got no beef with you. Do what you do. Be happy. And, yeah, so let's see. West Coast Wednesday is tonight. Fuck you Fridays. It's Friday from 6 to 8. Make sure you tune in because I'm going to be talking about Halloween, so that ought to be interesting. Slap Sundays from 7 to 9 this Sunday. Actually, I'm not sure. I'm supposed to be performing that night, y'all, on Sunday, so I don't know how Sunday's going to work out. I'll let y'all know on Friday. The Triple M Show this Monday coming up, of course, from 7 to 9, Mo Music Monday. And then we're right back here next week on West Coast Wednesday. Something nice with McQueen. So, yeah, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fuck with us. We fuck with y'all. See y'all next time. We out.
Fresh with it, yeah. West with it, yeah. Bo DP with it, West Coast, let's go. Fresh with it, I spit the air, pimping, I'm in player mode. I'm in a great to hate, debate, to get my pocket swole. Lock it low, I'm lavishly living life. I'm only fucking her twice. If it's cracking, I'm nothing nice. Taking blight, taking names, I'm taking fame. I'm taking hoes, making dough, I'm getting paid. Raised by wolves, so when packs we run. With it boys in this bitch, Mac Rider number one. Come and get it poppin' in this prestige position. Karmic Sutra, Sutra, rituals are digging. Precise with the stroke when I provoke the panties off. The first one is free, but the next one costs. Frostbitten, frozen, new boy fresh. On the block poster, your bitch to the left. Hood bound and I reppin', no question that who the best is. Take one look at me and you know I'm the freshest. I caught her off the block, rebound. I'm trying to go deep, touchdown. Reaching for my LJ, turn down. I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm trying to crack. I caught her off the block, rebound. I'm trying to go deep, touchdown. Reaching for my LJ, turn down. I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm trying to work.
Off a Patron and da-da-da-da. Ain't no telling, mama, the night is young. Mr. Bachelor, I ain't a nigga since I'm mopped up. Ready to do my duty, get some head and beat the pussy up. Around the way, chick won't train the motor vision. We can smoke, drink, kick in your business, shoot the shit. What's your fantasy? I might eat you till you fall asleep. I'm known to pack a pistol, ride a Mac, and run these streets. Gun is my persona. No relationship, so baby mama trying to holler on doggy and never call you. The West Mobster, ain't her D, she hitting notes like the
everybody bitches panty dropper. My bitches as a motherfucking rider.
Caught her off the block, rebound. Trying to go deep, touchdown. Reaching for my OJ, turn up. I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm trying to work. Caught her off the block, rebound. Trying to go deep, touchdown. Reaching for my OJ, turn up. I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm trying to work.
Time to step to the plate. You want a date?
Oh, really?
Listen, these are the pranks. Have a job, five knob over and over again. You like bitches?
I like bitches.
Now we fucking a friend. Got a lot of dick to go around. Pounds of weed, 80 proof. Pop a pill or two.
Hypey training.
With your big caboose, get loose.
We
ain't snitches. He's fresh, he's west. Me, I'm off of the bitches. So you can get it if you with it. When I'm in it, then I spit and kill it. Make him feel it.
Way up in it.
Aren't you glad you let me hit it? 40B, I walk the walk. Talking doesn't get you there. Smacking ass and pulling hair. But never fuck these bitches bare.
Never fear.
Clean and clear. Call Mr. Belvedere, plucking with the strings like a puppet. I'm a puppeteer. Ladies that's with it, they make a lot of noise. Feel the joy. Shit is like a sex toy. Fucking with the witty boys.
I caught her off the block. Rebound. Trying to go deep. Touchdown.